past performance is not indicative of future results. Statements such as and similar to, we told our clients to be out of the market in 2007 and 2008. We told our clients to get back into the market in 2009, and clients that followed our advice were out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations collectively made by Retirement Planners of America's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC and also at Cambridge Investment Research, Inc. Three out of the five of those principals remain with RPOA today. Statements about similar recommendations we made starting in 2011 refer to an Invest and Protect strategy that RPOA has been using since its inception in 2011. The Invest and Protect strategy is not guaranteed and is subject to the risk described at the end of this broadcast. Unless otherwise stated, references to the market refer to the S&P 500 index. Index performance described does not reflect the deduction of transaction, management, or other fees, which would decrease the performance results. Investors cannot invest directly in an index.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moray.
We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money. The skies are sunny.
You are through. You've done us wrong.
An old man recession. Maybe you are coming back. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of retirement planning. We're going to talk about, of course, inflation, the Federal Reserve, the stock market. We're also going to talk about Social Security. You name it, we talk about it, and we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception. We have a show full of boring financial stuff, but before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Morafe, and I'm the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and I'm also the founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. Thank you, Jack. And we are a firm that specializes in, I think, the most noble of all things, and that is the creation of squippers. And if you don't know what a squipper is, then I'll tell you, because that's the kind of guy that I am. I tell you stuff. And a squipper is the acronym for second childhood without parental supervision. And so a client of ours who has retired and is out there being a kid again and having fun, we call them squippers. And we want you to be a squipper. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. You'll find that you can attend our seminars, you can watch our videos, you can podcast this show. We have tons of stuff on there, tons of content that will help you, we hope, to achieve the goals you want and maybe even introduce ourselves to you in a good light, and you might become a squipper as well. So our website again is rpoa.com. So let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of retirement planning. And so obviously, we're going to start off with a discussion about all those horrible, tragic events that are happening in Israel and how that will affect the market, because on this show, that's what we care about. You know, we care about everything, of course, but our primary focus on this show is how is this going to affect your finances, what should you do about it, and all that kind of stuff. So, the first segment, I've entitled it, The Market Doesn't Care. So if you're wondering what I'm going to say in the first segment, I think I kind of gave it away, all right? But we'll talk about why the market doesn't care, all right? It doesn't care about human misery, doesn't care about unemployment, it doesn't care about anything. I'll tell you what it cares about and what you should keep your eye on the ball in our view. All right, now we are also going to talk about something that and that is that we are no longer in a 60-40 set it and forget it world. If you probably have heard you buy a 60-40 portfolio of good stocks and bonds or mutual funds or ETFs or whatever, you rebalance periodically, and your job is done. Well, guess what? The last 2 years have shown it is not done. We're in a different world, a different paradigm, and I want to explain that to you so hopefully you won't get caught in that. Also this week, I want to talk with you about Social Security as we do every week. And so this week we're on number 61 of our strategies to maximize your Social Security. Okay, so we're not going to stop at 61, but we're at 61 right now. So I encourage you, if you want to see hear the other 60, go to our website. They're all there for you. Our goal is to make sure you maximize your Social Security benefits. You put in for all these years into the system, you should get everything out of it that you're entitled to, and we want to help you with that. Now, also, this week, our foundational philosophy, because we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon, and our foundational philosophy is that growth is important, but protection of principle is even more important. Okay, that's principle number one for us. And so I think you understand that. So we're not here to make you rich quick. We're here to keep you from becoming poor. And I think you understand the difference there. So I want to go over with you in our segment. I've entitled it kind of in a reverse way, just to get your attention. Hopefully it'll work. And that is how to retire and run out of money in 15 years. Okay? So if I tell you how to do that, then maybe you'll think, I don't want to do that, and you won't do it. Okay? So it's kind of a reverse psychology thing. Jack's looking at me like, what? What are you talking about? Yeah, we're going to teach people how to run out of money in 15 years after you retire. Okay? All right. And you know what, Jack? Most shows would actually stop right there. In fact, most shows should stop right there. But on this show, do we only go where people expect us to? Of course we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week.
Somebody stop me!
Oh, don't you dare stop me. Because at 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this week, we're going to talk about the documents that, and you know, I was talking to Jack about how the segments of the show are created. Well, a lot of times it's something that happens to me, and then I think, you know what, people need to know about this stuff, right? So we had our annual estate planning meeting with our estate planning attorney and discovered that there's a whole bunch of new documents that you need to have for 2024. And so I said, so documents you may need version 2024. I know I said at the top of the show 23, I meant 24. All right, so these are the versions of the documents you need, version 2024. And believe it or not, there used to only be three of them. Well, now there are seven. So I'm going to go over with you all seven. And you don't have to be wealthy to need these, okay? I think everybody listening to the show needs all seven of these, okay? So we'll talk about that at about 10 till. So we have a show chock full of wonderful information. I hope you'll stay tuned for the entire program. So, you know, we send out a video. We do a weekly video for our clients. We also have a video cast once a week, our Market Alert video, which you can subscribe to if you're not a client as well. We have a non-client version. But this week, we sent it out to our clients when the invasion, came across the border, Hamas into Israel, and all of that stuff happened and the tragedy that ensued. And of course, you know, it's horrible. And it breaks your heart, and you can't believe that these things happen in today's world. But when you look at what the market did, it basically played through that. And that's what we told our clients in the video. Yes, it's horrible, but no, it probably will not affect our investments. Why? Because the market doesn't care. The market doesn't care about human misery. It doesn't care about anything. What the market cares about is profit. That's it, okay, in our view. So, are the events going on in Israel going to cause profits in the United States to fall? Chances are not so much. Therefore, the market doesn't care, as terrible as that is. So really what it's looking at, again, it goes back to what's the Fed going to do? What is inflation going to do? What are profits going to look like? What are interest rates going to be? What's the, the market does care about unemployment, don't get me wrong, but only from the perspective that it's going to affect profits. So it starts with profits. Anything that affects profits, it cares about. But if unemployment actually causes profits to go up, as in, you know, Walmart tomorrow figures out how to fire all 150,000 of its employees and automate the whole thing, Walmart stock will go up 1,000% on that news, even though they just laid off 150,000 people. So it's not the human misery component, unfortunately. So as we looked into what that meant, for the time being, what's going on in Israel does not look to be anything that's going to affect corporate profits in the United States. Therefore, our view that we're going to have a rally into the end of this year continues. Now, we had talked about earlier this year that inflation would bottom in June, and we said that it would rise towards 4% into the end of the year. And it looked, and that's exactly what has happened. It bottomed in June. It's come up. We just got the inflation numbers here this week. And they kept the inflation rate at 3.7. Our view is that the interest rates will peak at around in December. So they're going to go up some more here between now and the end of the year. And by the way, if you don't listen to this show, you do it at your own peril. Because if you think, if you go back and listen to the show over the course of this year, we've been remarkably accurate. So you want to listen to this show. You don't want to miss it ever. Okay. But anyway, we view that inflation will peak towards the end of this year in December. But we also see that the Fed is winning the battle, and we think inflation will trend downward, and by the end of next year should be in the 3% range. We don't think the Fed will get all the way to the 2% that they're looking for, but the market will perceive that a 3% is close enough to 2%, that the battle is being won, and that we don't need to be overly worried anymore about the Fed. Okay, so that being the case, that's our view of why we think there's going to be a rally into the end of this year, and it may have begun already. And that is that the market looks ahead 6 months. And if it sees 6 months from now that the Fed is done raising interest rates, then 6 months ahead of that, the market starts going up. Investors start doing that ahead of that. And 6 months ahead of that is what? The end of this year. So therefore, we think we're going to see a rally. But I'm going to talk in the next segment about bonds. Still very, very dangerous in our view. Okay, so we're going to talk about that in the next segment. The overall thing that I want you to know is that we are bullish on the rest of this year. We don't think you should be in bonds. The war that's going on, unless it spreads and becomes something more terrible, should not be an impact on profits. Now, having said all of that, we don't have a crystal ball. Actually, I have a crystal ball in my office, but I haven't figured out how to turn it on yet. Okay, so it doesn't really work that well. But anything can happen. Our view is you plan for the worst, you hope for the best. So right now we think that we're going to play through all of this and it's going to be okay, but there's no guarantee. Therefore, we think you should have a plan to address it. You should have a strategy to protect yourself from the downside. So in our firm, we have what we call invest and protect. This is the strategy that told us to sell in November of 2007 before the stock market crash of 2008. This is the strategy that told us to sell in April of last year before the big down that we saw for the rest of the year in 2022. So we want to protect you from big losses. We want to help you to achieve your second childhood without parental supervision. Go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Attend our seminars, watch our videos, listen to this podcast. All of that is there for you. So it's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to talk when we come back about we're no longer in a 60-40 set it and forget it world. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in the most noble of all things, in my view, and that is the creation of squippers. We want to create as many squippers walking around the planet Earth as we possibly can. And if you're wondering what a squipper is the acronym for Second Childhood Without Parental Supervision. So we want to create as many clients that are out there being a kid again, enjoying life, the fruits of their labor. We want all of that. We want to facilitate that for you. Now, if you're not a squipper, what are you thinking? Oh my gosh, you need to go to our website. It's rpoa.com, and you need to attend our seminars. You need to visit with one of our retirement planners. We got all these resources available to you. You got to go there. So the website for us is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to talk in this segment about we are no longer, in our view anyway, in a 60-40 set it and forget it world. Now, historically, the solution to your retirement is you put your money in a 60 stock, 40 bond portfolio, you take out 4% a year, and you rebalance quarterly, and you have a nice set of investments, high quality mutual funds or ETFs and that kind of thing, and your job is done. But we're no longer in that world. No longer. I was reading an article in Bloomberg, and it talked about how the last year, 2 years, has been the worst bond market since, are you sitting down? 1787. Now, when I read that, I thought that was a typo. I was thinking, wait a second, 1787? You mean 1987, right? When we had the big bad stock market crash, 1987? But then when I read through the article, they were like, no, 1787. So this is the worst period for bonds since, according to Bloomberg, since 1787. Now, if you're in a 60-40 portfolio, then it means that 40% of your money is in something that has had the worst period since 1787. And it's supposed to be the one that goes up when stocks go down. And guess what? Hasn't been doing it. So, if you look at this year, since the peak of this year, right back in July, the 60-40 portfolio, and I'm using the Vanguard Balanced Index as a proxy for the 60-40. So that 60-40 portfolio is down 4.5% since the peak, approximately, since the peak back in July. However, the stock market is down only 3% since then. So what does that tell you? What's the difference? 100% stocks is down 3%. 60% stocks, 40% bonds is down 4.5%. What must be the culprit? It's bonds. It's the bonds that are doing it.
Houston, we have a problem.
Okay, you're right. Now let me extend our time horizon. Let's go back 2 years. So over the last 2 years, going back 2 years ago, the balanced portfolio, the Vanguard balanced portfolio is down 14% from 2 years ago. Do you know how much the stock market is down? It's down 2.5%. So what's the difference? Again. So you would be thinking that by having only 60% of your money in the stock market and 40% of your money in bonds would help you. But guess what? It's hurting you. So bonds are supposed to be that. But right now, we're no longer in that world. And so in our view, you can't just set it and forget it anymore. You have to have a human overlay. You know, maybe one day artificial intelligence will replace humans. But for the time being, you need to have a human overlay in our view. And that's why back in April of last year, of 2022, we said, get out of bonds. And we've said, stay out of them. We're still out of them. Why? Because as interest rates go up, bond values tend to fall. And we've had the most rapid rise in interest rates in history in the shortest period of time. So that's why this is the worst bond period since 1787. Isn't that crazy? I mean, how many years, Jack, you were doing the math. How many years is that? 250 years? Holy mackerel. That goes back a ways. And I think in that article that I read, it even said the only reason we're only going back to 1787 is because the records before that are not good. So this might be the worst period ever. But anyway, so in our view, you have to have that human overlay. You can't just set it and forget it because the 60-40 portfolio is not dead, but it needs to be managed. So where have we been if we're not in bonds with that 40% for our clients that are 60-40? The answer is we have been in the money market fund. And what have money market funds been paying lately? About 5% or more? And as the Fed raises interest rates, what happens to the interest rate you're getting in the money market fund? It goes up too. So you're getting paid to wait for the bond market to stabilize. Now, if you listen to the first segment, we talked about how we think that the Fed within the next 6 months will be done raising interest rates, that the war against inflation will essentially be won to some degree. Right? We think that by the end of next year, inflation will be around 3%. So not to where the Fed wants it to be, but still. Very nice trend in the right direction. So that being the case, it's very likely that we'll be going back into bonds somewhere at the end of the first quarter of next year. We tend to be late to the party, and we leave early. We don't want to be the first ones at the party, and we certainly don't want to be the last ones, okay? When all the drunk people are doing weird things, we don't want to be there anymore. So we're not in bonds, we're still in the money market fund, and likely in our view is that the Fed may raise interest rates one more time this year, therefore we think bonds are still dangerous. Now, If you are retiring soon, if you're within 5 years of retirement, or you're in the first 5 years of your retirement, we consider that to be the single most important decade of your entire financial life. Why? Because if you take a big loss during the 5 years before you retire, most likely it's going to cause you not to be able to retire when you want to. And if you already retired and now you take a big loss, I'm going to go over how to retire and run out of money in 15 years in the fourth segment of this show. I'll tell you all about that, how losing massive quantities early in your retirement is a really bad idea. You don't want to do that, okay? Because then it could cause your money not to last as long as you do. And we believe that we have a dual mandate. One is we want you to have financial peace of mind. Secondly, we want your money to last as long as you do. Now, if you want it to last longer than you do because you want to leave some for your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs, you can tell us that. But our goal is for the money to last as long as you do. You're our clients. Your kids, not so much. So anyway, the goal here then is to have human overlay, not just set it and forget it. So if that resonates with you, go to our website. It's rpoa.com. You got lots of choices. You can attend our seminars. We're doing them live now, and the response has been incredible. We've had to turn people away. It's like crazy. So thank you, everybody who wants to come to our seminars. We appreciate it, and we'll try to accommodate for that. We're having extra seminars now to support the demand. But you can also attend virtual ones. You can visit with the retirement planner. Lots of stuff available to you. Our website is rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about strategies to maximize your Social Security, number 61. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in the most noble of all endeavors, in my view, and that is the creation of as many squippers walking the planet Earth as possible. And if you're wondering what a squipper is, it is a client of ours that is now enjoying their second childhood without parental supervision. We want you to go play, have fun, enjoy, and not worry about all this boring financial stuff. And so that's what we're about. If you are not a squipper, I encourage you to go to our website. It's rpoa.com. We have lots of resources available to you there. Of course, you can podcast this show. You can also watch our videos. Our market alert video comes out once a week. We have articles. We have seminars. The last seminar we had standing room only. It's amazing. Everybody's wanting to go to live seminars again. Pandemic is over, thankfully. And so if you're over 50, if you are retired or retiring soon, our website is rpoa.com, and it's all there for you at no charge or obligation. Okay, so go there. All right, this is the segment of the show where we talk about Social Security. And the reason we do is because Social Security for our clients is probably the single most important source of income that they have. Okay, and so maximizing that, you've paid into the system for many, many years, and it's very, very, very complicated. In fact, it's so complicated that we train our retirement planners. We certify them internally. We train them to keep them up to speed with all the stuff that changes, and it changes literally every single year practically. And so keeping up with it, making the right decision, not leaving hundreds of thousands. And think about, if you mess up your Social Security, if you do it wrong and you leave $100 a month on the table, that's $1,200 a year over your lifetime. That could be $30,000. That's a lot of money to leave on the table simply because you didn't talk to a professional about it. So we want to help you with it. And so we're on number 61 of our strategies to maximize Social Security, just to give you an idea. There are more than 61, let me tell you. So we're going to go over that, and you guys can send me your questions. I'm glad to answer them. My email is ken@rpoa.com. All right? So question number one for today is, I am 62. I assume that the earnings test maximum of $18,960 applies for the full calendar year, even if my spousal benefit or my own reduced retirement benefits do not start until mid-year. Is that right? Okay, so let me explain what this question's about. So if you earn more than a certain amount, $18,960, then what happens is the Social Security is going to take back $1 for every $2 in benefit that you earn, okay? So if you make $100,000, that's more than $18,000. Everything above that, they're going to take back $1 for every $2. Potentially, you may not get any of your Social Security, okay? So it's important you know the earnings test. So this question is, essentially what they're asking is, if I start taking my benefits until mid-year, do I get a reduced for the whole calendar, all right? So if you would be under what's called the first year rule, okay? So if you have no further earnings after applying for benefits, earnings before the date of your application won't count, okay? So if you start taking Social Security mid-year, you could have made $100,000 in the first half of the year. It won't count against your second half, okay? So you can get your full benefit. However, if you continue to work after you've applied for your benefits, they will be subject to that earnings test, okay? But that's in your first year. So the answer to that question is it doesn't apply even if you apply mid-year and you made a lot of money in the first half. So that question took so long to answer that we're out of time. Let me see if we have a short one. Nope, you're going to have to tune in for next week, ladies and gentlemen, to get further questions. But I think that was an informative one, don't you think, Jack? I was informed by it. I feel very much more intelligent now than I was before I said that. Anyway, if you are in the throes of making Social Security decisions, do not do this at home. Do not do this by yourself. According to the IRS website, there are 9,000 combinations of how and when to take Social Security. It's extremely complex. Talk to a professional. You do not want to make a mistake with this, because after the first year, you cannot go back and change it. And you'll be stuck with that decision for the rest of your life, and you don't want that. So if you go to our website, it's rpoa.com. You can click on Meet with an Advisor. What we'll do is we'll schedule a time for you to meet with a retirement planner, and we'll either do it in person or virtually. We prefer in person, but you can do it virtually as well. And what we'll do is we'll build for you what we call a retirement cash flow plan, RCFP. And in the RCFP, we'll look at your current sources of income, your expenses, your tax bracket, and all of those things go into when and how to take Social Security. We'll help you make that decision as well, and you'll walk away with a built plan. And if you want to work with us, fantastic. And if not, that's fine too. There's no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends. Okay, so rpoa.com is the website. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to teach you how to retire and run out of money in 15 years. Hey, stay tuned for that one. We'll be right back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morave. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morave, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morave. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in retirement planning, as the name implies, which means we work with people who are over 50, who are retired or retiring soon. And we have what we call a noble purpose. Our noble purpose is to create as many SQIPers as we possibly can. And if you're wondering what a SQIPer is the acronym for second childhood without parental supervision. And we want our clients who are retired, we call them that. We call them SQIPers. Now, if you are not a SQIPer, ay, 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 oh my gosh, that's not good. No, no, no. You got to go to our website. Okay, you got to go to rpoa.com. You got to check out all our videos and our articles and our podcasts and our seminars. You got to do all of that to educate yourself so that you can have the retirement that you want. And we want to help you and facilitate it, and we want to help you with that. So our website again is rpoa.com. So in this segment, I want to talk about, you know, we have our foundational philosophy is, when it comes to investing our clients' monies, is that growth is important, but protection of principal is even more important. And so I want to tell you a story to illustrate why we think that is so important, that protection of principal is even more important than what returns you get, you know, that you get outsized returns, okay? And so I've entitled this segment, How to Retire and Run Out of Money in 15 Years. So if you're wondering where I'm going with that, it's if you don't have a strategy to protect against big losses, guess what? All right, so this actually is potentially a real situation, okay? So so what I'm doing here, I'm going to go back to history. And, you know, there's an old expression that if you don't learn from history, you're going to be doomed to repeat it. So I know this is Y2K through 2015, ancient history, Ken, don't even bring it up. Well, guess what? If you don't learn from that, you're doomed to repeat it in our view. All right, so this is the period. I'm going back to Y2K through 2015, a 15-year period. And as you guys know, for those of you who are longtime listeners, my favorite number is $1 million. Okay, so hearkening back to anyway, Y2K, right? You retire at the beginning of 2000 with $1 million. And what we're going to say is that you're going to withdraw the prescribed 4%. Okay, so 4% of $1 million is $40,000. So that's what you're going to take out. And we're going to say that inflation is going to go up 3% every year, okay? Which is actually more than it did during that period, but just let's just say. So now it means you're $40,000. In the second year, you're going to take out $41,200. In the third year, $42,400, et cetera, et cetera. So the amount you're taking out, you're going to inflate that every year by the 3%. So let's see what would have happened, okay? So you start with $1 million. You take out your $40,000 that year. But guess what? The stock market went down 10% that year. So it took $100,000 out of your $1 million account. So the total withdrawal between you and the market is $141,000 that year. So your $1 million right out the chute is down to $858,000. You know what? You're a buy holder. Don't worry about it. Long-term investor, stay invested. It'll take care of itself. The market always comes back. Don't worry about it. Okay, fine. I won't. All right, 2001 comes along. You start the year with $858,000. You take out your $41,200, right? The $40,000 plus the 3%. But guess what? In 2001, the market went down 13%. Eek, that's $153,000. Ouch. So between you and the market, $111,000. So between you and the market, the total you guys took out combined is now $153,000. So at the end of year two, you're down to $700,000. Your millions are, you're already down $300,000 and you've only been retired for 2 years. But you know what? You're a buy holder. The market always comes back. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Well, guess what? 2002 comes along. Start the year with $700,000. Guess what the market did that year? It went down 23%. And you took out $42,000. Combination, $207,000 you took out that year. So at the end of year three, you've got $498,000 left. You got $500,000 of your original million, and you're 3 years in your retirement. But don't worry about it. The market always comes back. You're going to be fine. Just stay the course. Don't ever sell. And guess what? It's correct. In 2003, 26% rise. In 2004, 9% rise. 2005, 3% rise. 2006, 13% rise. And in 2007, 3.5% rise. Great. The market came back. But did your investments come back? No. Because you've been spending $43,000, $45,000, $46,000, $49,000 to live on. So by the time the market has done all that coming back, by 2007, your $498,000 has grown to $565,000. You're nowhere near your original million. But guess what happens after 2007? Does anybody remember 2008? Well, guess what? The market went down 38% that year. Now you're taking out $50,000, your inflation adjusted that you're taking out every year, and the market took out $217,000. Total, $268,000 out.
Elvis has left the building.
Elvis has left the building is right. So guess what you now have at the end of 2008? You have $300,000 left of your original million. And you're only 8 years into your retirement. But the other thing also that makes this really dangerous is that now the amount that you have to draw out in 2009, okay, you're going to take out $52,000 in 2009. But you've only got $300,000. That's 18%. So what that means is that from now on, your investments need to make 18% a year just to cover your cost of living. That's a tall order, ladies and gentlemen. I'm good, but I can't do that. And I doubt very many others can either. So that's why, and if you keep going, by 2015, you're out. Not good. That's why we believe that you need to protect yourself from bear markets. Our strategy, that 38% in 2008, our strategy said to sell in November of 2007, before 2008 even happened. That 38% loss, if you were a client of ours, that wouldn't have happened if you were in the market, because we were not in it. So we want to protect you from big, bad bear markets, because that's, in our view, the biggest enemy you have. It's not inflation. It's not low returns. It's bear markets. And if you don't have a strategy to protect yourself from that, I would say that you're exposed. And you may not have your money last as long as you do, and that would be tragic. So our website is rpoa.com. Go and learn about our strategies, our investments, all of that. We want to help you to be a squipper, and it's rpoa.com. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the documents that you may need for 2024. It's going to blow your mind. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And I am founder and CEO of Retirement Planners of America. And we are a firm that specializes in the most noble of all endeavors, in my view, and that is the creation of squippers. We want as many squippers walking around the planet as we possibly can create. And if you're wondering what that is, squippers is the acronym for second childhood without parental supervision. And we want any client of ours who retires, we call them a squipper, because we want you to go play, have fun, enjoy life, be a kid again, and not worry about all this boring financial stuff. We want to do it all for you. And if you're not a squipper, our website is rpoa.com. If you go there, you can podcast this show. I encourage you to subscribe. You can get our weekly market alert video, which is something you should not miss ever. We also have the ability to sign up for seminars, visit with retirement planners, all that stuff, all at no charge or obligation if you're over 50 at our website. It's rpoa.com. So this is the part of the show where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. But this week, I want to talk with you about the documents that potentially you may need, which don't involve inheritances and all that, but is part of your estate planning as we see it. Okay, so we're going to talk about the documents you're going to need, version 2024. And believe it or not, there are seven of them. Oh, my gosh. So, Jack, before we do that, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
Of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches, and you know the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff. It's actually designed to do the exact opposite, and we do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. But as I said, this week we're not talking about the greedy unwashed. We're going to talk about what documents you may want to have to take care of your spouse and yourself while you're still living, okay? So these are the power of attorney documents and associated documents. And I just went through a whole exercise. We just had our annual visit with our estate planning person, and seven documents we had to sign. And between my wife and me, that's 14 documents. We killed a tree. Okay, so let me go over them with you as fast as I can because we don't have an hour. First of all, medical power of attorney. Okay, so the power of attorney you give to somebody to make medical decisions for you. And again, don't think that your spouse automatically gets that right. They don't. Okay, and neither do your kids, neither does anybody else unless you give them that right. So if you're incapacitated and you need to have medical issues done, nobody can do that without that power of attorney. So that's the first thing. Second is guardianship. Guardianship is who takes care of your body, who's going to feed you, who's going to bathe you, who's going to medicate you, all that kind of stuff. If you can't do it for yourself, somebody's got to do it. You designate who that is. Your neighbor can't walk in and start injecting you with insulin, okay? They just can't do that without your permission. Number three, and this one's interesting, all your electronic stuff, your pictures, your Facebook, all your digital assets, all of that stuff, nobody can get at it without your permission. So you got to have a document that gives them permission to get to that stuff. They may need it, okay? You're getting bills in the mail, all that kind of stuff, all right? The next one, durable power of attorney. The durable power of attorney is decisions over your finances. Again, your next-door neighbor, your wife, your husband, your child, nobody can make financial decisions for you without your permission. They can't write checks. They can't move your investments around. They can't pay your bills. They can't do any of that without your permission. And if they don't have that permission, guess what they have to do? They have to go to the courthouse and get permission from the judge, which is time-consuming, expensive, and not a good idea. All right? So, durable power of attorney. Then, next, this is insane. It's totally mind-boggling. But next, HIPAA release. Okay? The medical information about you. No one's allowed to see that without you giving them permission to see it. Okay, if you're incapacitated, you can't authorize anybody to see your medical records, and they need to operate on you or do something. You need the release. Got to sign that. Got to have that in advance. Directive to physicians. Okay, this is the pull the plug document. Okay, if you don't have the pull the plug document, you've all seen the things where people are drained of all their money because, you know, whatever. So that's the pull the plug document, directive to physicians. And here's the one that made me laugh out loud. Okay, this is the one that I thought was the funniest. I mean, they're all not funny, but, you know, I find humor and stuff. So this one, this is the directive to institutions that refuse to honor the other six forms that you signed. So you have a special form that says, hey, okay, I just gave you my directive, I gave you my HIPAA, I gave you my durable, I gave you my electronic, I gave you my guardianship, I gave you my medical, and they say, well, we don't accept them. Sorry. Well, then there's another form called that's the directive to institutions that says, I don't care whether you want to or not, you will. So that's your seventh one. That had to come from some lawsuit somewhere. You know that, right? So anyway, those are the documents. And you know what? I'm joking about it, but I bet I would say that just about everybody listening to this show right now, you need all seven of those. Think about it. So, we're not lawyers. We don't produce those documents for you. We just advise you on what we think. So make sure you talk to a professional before you do any of those things. But more importantly, go to our website. It's rpoa.com. Visit with a retirement planner. We want to help you with the entire world of your retirement planning, from your investments to your travel to your insurance to managing your taxes. We want to do all of that for you in addition to helping you think through the estate planning stuff that you need to get done, okay? And we want you to have a complete plan when you're done, no charge or obligation. So our website, again, is rpoa.com. Well, you know what? This show's over already. I cannot believe how fast it has gone. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed making it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not.
Ken Morafe is a controlling owner and investment advisor representative at RPOA, which is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Registration is not an endorsement by securities regulators and does not mean that RPOA has attained a particular level of skill or ability. Because we help clients establish a total return necessary to achieve their retirement goals, achieving that total return is dependent on the success of the invest and protect strategy, predicting market fluctuations for which there is no assurance. This strategy, which relies on a sell signal and a buy signal, is not guarantee. It may negatively impact long-term total return if it does not perform as anticipated. The sell signal could incorrectly predict a bear market, which is generally accepted as a 20% drop in a market index, and affected investors would not experience gains they would have made by remaining invested. The strategy may not accurately predict a market upturn, causing lesser gains than necessary to maintain the targeted long-term total return. When the sell or protect portion of the strategy is implemented, investors will incur applicable transaction costs and taxable accounts will incur tax effects. The strategy is also subjected to general investment risks described in our form ADV Part 2.